Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 5th. You'll be interested to know. 23 years ago, today in 2001, scientists at a scientific conference in Washington, D.C., described an observation of energy flares that provided strong evidence of the theorized black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. This significant discovery offered crucial support for the black hole theory. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a beautifully sunny day, with temperatures reaching around 77 and a light breeze from the south. Tonight, expect some patchy fog with a slight chance of drizzle and a low of 60. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just before 7:30, with the high tide at 8:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog and a slight chance of drizzle early on Friday, giving way to partly sunny skies and a high near 73. The weekend starts mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, but clears up nicely by Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Boston, pizza lovers can rejoice as today marks National Cheese Pizza Day. This holiday celebrates pizza in its most delicious form, and several local restaurants are joining in the fun. Sal's Pizza is offering a free Lil Sal's 7-inch cheese pizza with the purchase of an extra-large cheese pizza online using the code CHEESE. Dedham House of Pizza will provide a free cheese slice with orders of $30 or more. At New York Pizza, buy one large cheese pizza and receive another free. Lastly, Pantry Pizza will give one free cheese slice with the purchase of any other slice. Enjoy. Now on to sports. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium in a thrilling rematch of last season's AFC Championship game. The Ravens, led by Lamar Jackson, who threw for over 3,000 yards last year, will look to avenge their 17-10 loss from January. Running back Colin Collier, who rushed for 89 yards on 12 carries in the preseason, will be key to Baltimore's offense. However, they'll be without linebacker Alden Isaac and cornerback Trayvon Mullen. The reigning champions, led by Patrick Mahomes, are poised to defend their title. Wide receiver Tevin Wallace, with 44 catches last season, will be a crucial target for Mahomes. The Chiefs are missing wide receiver Marquise Brown and running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Kansas City enters as 4.5-point favorites, with the over-under set at 47.5. The NFL season officially kicks off at 8:20 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. In local sports, last night, the Red Sox fell to the New York Mets 8-3 in the final game of their series at Citi Field. Tanner Houck struggled, allowing 6 runs over just 2 1/3 innings. The Mets got a big boost early, with Jesse Winker's first-inning grand slam putting them ahead. Jarren Duran led the Sox offensively, hitting a ground rule double and scoring one of their 3 runs. Despite this, Boston couldn't capitalize, grounding into 3 costly double plays. The Sox are off tonight to lick their wounds, but return home Friday to Fenway Park and will face the struggling Chicago White Sox, who are coming off a brutal 10-game losing streak. Boston sits third in the American League East with a 70-69 record and will send Cutter Crawford to the mound, hoping to gain ground in the wild card race. Chicago's Davis Martin, still winless on the season with an 0-3 record, will start for the White Sox. With Boston winning 5 of the last 6 head-to-head matchups, they will look to continue their dominance against a team with the worst record in the league. In top news, the Environmental Protection Agency has reinstated the once-in-always-in policy aimed at reducing emissions of toxic pollutants like arsenic and benzene from industrial facilities nationwide. This rule, originally established in 1995, mandates that facilities classified as major sources of pollution maintain strict controls, even if reclassified. While the latest changes do not fully restore the previous policy, they require most facilities to comply with stringent standards. Environmental advocates welcome this move, emphasizing the need for cleaner air, especially in vulnerable communities. Meanwhile, industry groups express concern over regulatory burdens. In business news, Topgolf Callaway Brands has announced plans to separate into 2 independent companies, just 4 years after their merger. The decision comes as the company aims to spin off Topgolf, known for its golf-based entertainment, into a standalone public entity. Topgolf will retain its operations, except for the Top Tracer technology, which will remain with Callaway, the golf equipment business. Chip Brewer, the president and CEO, expressed confidence in Topgolf's potential for significant future value. The separation is targeted for completion in the second half of 2025, subject to necessary approvals, with ongoing partnerships between the two companies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $57,200. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Solana is $134. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Oregon is facing its largest measles outbreak in decades, with 31 cases reported this year, all in unvaccinated individuals. Vaccine exemptions in the state have risen to nearly 9%, enabling sustained transmission of this highly contagious virus. Health officials link the outbreak to pockets of unvaccinated individuals in Clackamas, Marion, and Multnomah counties. Measles is notorious for spreading easily, with up to 90% of unvaccinated people becoming ill upon exposure. This year, the United States has recorded 236 measles cases, with 40% affecting children under 5 years old. And in entertainment news, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, has climbed to the top of the Billboard Global 200. The song debuted 1 week earlier in the runner-up position. Sabrina Carpenter's Taste opens at number 2, while Chappell Roan's Good Luck Babe reaches number 9. Die With a Smile garnered 97 million streams and 12,000 sales worldwide from August 23rd to 29th, marking a significant milestone for both artists. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astrophysicist and science communicator, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he said, "The universe is hilarious. Like Venus is 900 degrees. I could tell you it melts lead. But that's not as fun as saying, you can cook a pizza on the windowsill in 9 seconds. And next time my fans eat pizza, they're thinking of Venus." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.